Jillian, you're working on part of a big project that is also part of the CCEMC's Grand Challenge. What is your part?
So the Grand Challenge was really a fabulous, I don't want to say contest, but really it was an international call for proposals, and it really wanted people to think outside the box, really come up with interesting ideas and interesting collaborations. And we're really lucky that we have Quantium here in Edmonton. Quantium has a fantastic set of products that it already has on the market, part of them related to catalysis, related to pipeline coatings. So they really know their catalysis. And so this was a great opportunity because they had already started to think about what they called green methanol. And by green methanol, we mean taking CO2, carbon dioxide, and then reducing it with hydrogen and some form of external energy. I'll come back to that in a second, which would give you methanol, which could be used for fuel cells, can be burned directly for combustion. Anyway, it's a solar fuel. So the idea was that we could perhaps provide the way of being able to make the hydrogen that is needed to reduce that carbon dioxide to methanol. And so the idea is that we're going to be using solar energy, i.e. renewable energy, to split water into its basic elemental constituents, that's oxygen and hydrogen, with hydrogen being our solar fuel that we will use to reduce the carbon dioxide to methanol. And so again, methanol being the product that we want.
You're looking after the solar part of this. How far along are you with that technology?
In terms of the splitting of water, we actually have a fabulous family of catalysts that we have recently developed that I'm very excited about. And I give full credit to the team that we have working here. That's the team of Dr. Eric Luber, Brian Olson, and Dr. Paul-Emile Trudeau. So Paul actually was on sabbatical from Quantium for a year in our labs, which really helped to kickstart this. And so also with the help of four undergrads who were working on helping design the actual testing apparatus for testing these new types of catalysts that will enable us to split water, they've made incredible headway, and I give them full credit for that.
So how would it actually work?
So one of the problems of solar energy is that, well, we have this problem called night, and we have this problem called clouds, okay? And so this means that your solar irradiation is going to be intermittent, obviously. And so it's important to have a way of being able to store it. And so if you can store that energy in what are called chemical bonds, just the way energy is stored in gasoline and diesel and methane, that we could perhaps store it as hydrogen fuel. But there's an additional important thing for Alberta. Alberta produces more hydrogen than just about every jurisdiction in the world, and we use that for upgrading. So if we can produce hydrogen, we can use it to store solar energy, which would mean that we could have a more constant source of power when we need it, so we're not reliant on sunny days all the time and daytime, which is a problem when you want to use that energy at night, but that we can also use this hydrogen for upgrading of bitumen, because that is of critical importance for Alberta. And where that hydrogen comes from now actually is from steam reformation of natural gas, which means you're still producing CO2 simply to produce H2, your hydrogen fuel. So if we can do this from water and do this using solar energy, then we have essentially a very clean source of hydrogen.
So would that mean it could replace the use of natural gas?
In this case, yes.
That's absolutely amazing. So what do you see now as being some of the challenges or obstacles you still have to overcome, aside from the clouds and night?
So there are different levels of obstacles. And so there are what we call the laboratory obstacles. So we're working on the hydrogen part, and then the Quantium team is working on the CO2 reduction part using our hydrogen, also using solar energy. And we have to put these two pieces together. So we're going to have to integrate that. Now, at that point, we would have a laboratory solution. And then the question is, you want to commercialize this? Quantium has enormous success commercializing. They know how to do it. But you have to do it. And scaling up anything is going to be a completely different set of challenges. I mean, how do you do this? Now, Alberta has fantastic solar energy, particularly in the southern part of the province. Even Edmonton has great what are called insolation statistics. We are better than the two most solar-powered cities in the world, that being Berlin and Tokyo. So we've got great solar energy, but you're going to have to then use a lot of solar cells. You're going to have the infrastructure that will enable you to split the water, to store the hydrogen, to transport the hydrogen, and that's going to take some new thinking.
What do you see as being the economic benefit of this down the line?
Well, the climate panel just released its report on Sunday. The big one is massive reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, because we're going to be getting our hydrogen from a carbon-free source. I mean, this is great because we're going to be using solar energy and water, so there's no carbon involved whatsoever. This will be a made-in-Alberta solution for a product, if you want to call it, hydrogen, which is essential for upgrading of bitumen. So this is a win-win situation for Alberta.
Thank you very much, Jillian.
You're welcome. Thank you.